Dimitri, after the death of George Floyd and the summer of Black Lives Matter protests that followed, corporate America raced to publicly embrace the social justice movement. In countless news releases and advertisements, major U.S. companies vow to support Black-owned businesses and add diversity to their workforce and management. But are they? Is anyone keeping score? The Black Dollar Index, or BDI, aims to be that watchdog that holds the companies accountable for their promises. And by doing that, it hopes to educate and empower socially conscious consumers.
Can you tell us what specifically are the rating categories?
Yeah, the BDI score, which ranges from 0 to 100, is based on ratings for nine critical factors gathered from publicly available information. Most of the overall BDI score, 80%, is based on quantitative factors. The percentage of Blacks in the workforce, senior level leadership, corporate leadership, and the board of directors, as well as is the CEO Black. Qualitative factors, rated yes or no, make up the other 20% of the BDI score. Have there been any racially based claims in the last 5 years? Has the company made a significant investment in Black initiatives in the last 5 years? Is there a supplier diversity program? And does the company have diversity and inclusion initiatives?
So for your checkbook story, Herb, you spoke to one of the founding members of the Black Dollar Index about how she hopes people are going to use this site.
Yes, Kelly Rosell is a marketing director who lives in Brooklyn, and she came up with the idea with a group of friends that get together every week on Zoom. When asked to describe the Black Dollar Index, she said, quote, "Think Better Business Bureau meets Consumer Reports for Black consumers." And she said she hopes people will make spending decisions based on BDI scores.
The goal here is to really put the power in the consumer's hands, to put the pressure on. And I think that if we can start to see the dollar shift through clear, like, category leaders, then there will absolutely be a reason for companies to be more transparent.
How many companies has the BDI rated so far?
The Black Dollar Index launched with scores for 105 major U.S. companies. Most, Dimitri, did not do very well. Only 14 are Black Dollar approved with scores of 71 or higher out of 100. Only one company rated great, and that is UPS with a score of 92. Five rated good. They are Allstate, AT&T, American Express, Nike, Under Armour. Eight rated fair, Clorox and Verizon, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Netflix. 15 companies had scores of less than 10, and three of those had a zero: Trader Joe's, TGI Fridays, and Cheesecake Factory. Now, while the Black Dollar Index is designed for and marketed to Black people, Rosell told me she encourages everyone to use it.
Absolutely. The goal here is just to have a more equitable country. So allies are absolutely welcome. I think we all have a part to play in this.
Rosell says her goal is to have ratings for every company in the Fortune 1000 list by 2024.